With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
RJ Davis hit a career-high 36 points last night. Karl Anthony Towns did not even have an NBA-high 62 last night as the Timberwolves lost at home to the Charlotte Hornets. Hornets outscoring the T-Puppies by 18 in the fourth quarter for the win. I got to play a little bit of Eric Collins because Eric's over the top as the Hornets were winning this game.
38? No!
I don't even know what that was, but it didn't matter.
That was Towns shooting a three, crazy three.
He made 10 of them. anyway, 62 points, but it didn't matter because they lost. And the Hornets today made a trade. Terry Rozier, who only had 11 last night, goes to Miami for a 2027 first-round pick and offensive guard. Kyle Lowry. The joke is in there, people. You can find it. Brendan Whitted, my friend, at HU Cosell on Twitter. Did you get the joke?
I got it. It was very subtle.
That's, thank you.
Like, as usual, very, 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 very light hand. Very light hand on the touch there. There you go.
All right. So my read on this trade is that Rozier is very, very valuable as a bench scorer to a contending team. And they got him for what amounts to a 10th grader.
Yeah, they got him on layaway, right? Like, you know, they got the, you know, I've gone to Rent-A-Center and got a whole den bedroom set, like the whole thing.
I just can't bring it home yet.
Yeah, I can't bring it home yet, but like I got it for later, and that's cool. And
okay.
that's essentially what they did. Like, honestly, I'm going to be real. Like, I'm actually very proud of the Hornets franchise for finally striking while the iron is hot and getting an asset for somebody that you knew you weren't going to resign. Like, everybody knew that, like, everybody knows what the shake is. And that's the thing about the trade deadline. Do you know who you are?
Right.
Do you know who you are? Because everybody else does. But do you? And so, like, sometimes, like, Toronto, they know who they are. OG Anunoby, gone. Siakam gone. Why? Because they know this isn't working and we're going to make different. We're going to make different choices moving forward.
Right.
Those are two fantastic guys. The Knicks got better. The Pacers got better after they made those trades. But do you know who you are? Like, if you're the Lakers, do you know you need to be better? Despite the in-season tournament championship, you know you need to be better. So is it LaVon? Is it Colin Sexton? Who is it that's going to make your team better? Because you need a third guy. I love Austin Reeves too. He's not that. He's a good player.
Yeah.
He's just not a somebody you need to build a franchise around. And so, do you know who you are? And if you don't, you could end up being like, oh no, we're gonna, like, perfect example. I mentioned LaVon. I think Chicago's won their last three games. Kobe White has looked really good. Like,
yeah.
Are you a seller? Or are you headed towards a championship? Are you headed towards the playoffs? What do you want? And then move forward from there. And I really appreciate when teams know who they are and the Hornets know who they are. And I don't think they're done. I think more people will get moved from this squad.
Who else gets moved? Brendan Woodard, by the way, is joining us at HU Cosell on Twitter. Who else gets moved? Because I'm looking at this deal like, 4 years away, I guess that's still an asset. It's still a first-round pick that you can use somewhere else. I'm not quite as bullish on it as you are. And Kyle Lowry for a team that, you know, needs like young team.
He doesn't even need to rent in Charlotte.
No.
He's not
going to get bought out. He's going to be used as an asset. They're going to redirect him somewhere else. Maybe after a treadmill.
Wow.
I mean, dude. I apologize. I mean, I know he's always been a little, you know, but never mind. We don't have to. I put it all out there. But he can help a team that might just need an old head to kind of keep him focused for a playoff run, or just to make the playoffs. He can definitely help a team. But I don't know what you're going to get. You're not going to get a first round pick.
I mean, you're not going to get. He hasn't been good. Like, he hasn't been good. Like, there's some hashtag leadership stuff going on that you can probably move him. Like, if Ja was still healthy, maybe you would go to the Grizzlies.
Yep.
Something like, you just want like a old head in the locker room type star. But like they know who they are, right? Like, without Ja, they're just another team. Like, they're just another squad. I think at this point, who he is, he's pretty much 6'2" Udonis Haslem. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you're just there for, like, you know, to make sure the company picnic goes well. You know what I mean? Like, you're just
I'm not the only one.
Okay, all right. Well, that was an unfortunate.
I thought you were going to call him Oliver Miller.
I didn't. See, you know what? I'm not even engaging today. Today's not the day, Gold. Today's not the day. You're not going to get me canceled. Okay. You can. I'm still out here in these streets. I'm like, okay.
Look,
okay.
I love what Kyle Lowry is or was. As a player. Didn't really work out. As it turns out, Miami didn't really need the leadership that Kyle Lowry was going to bring them. He didn't really provide it last year. They didn't need it because they had Jimmy Butler. And
I will say he was good in the postseason. Like, he had a bad regular season. Yeah. But, like, the postseason, he actually was really good. And that's the craziest part about, like, we talk about the trade deadline a lot. And I love the trade deadline because, like, buyers, who's a buyer or seller? I love that conversation. It's a good conversation to have. But also, like, the buyout window is important, too, because we mentioned Miami. They're a team that picked up Kevin Love from Cleveland for nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. And he, like, the Cleveland, who had one of the worst bench scoring, in the league last year, just decides, okay, we're going to kick him, and Kevin Love ends up starting in finals games.
I know. Amazing.
Like, do you know who you are? That is, if you take nothing else away, basketball or otherwise, do you know who you are? And that's going to be another whole fun part about this whole thing in a few weeks.
Before I ask you about the Tar Heels real quick, Brendan Whitted, at HU Cosell on Twitter, Bison Express, if you want to read some of his work. The Knicks traded RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley to Toronto to get OG Anunoby. And I'm not even criticizing the deal. Anunoby's a dynamite player, and I think the Knicks went on a run after that, and I think the Knicks are pretty good. I don't think they're great, but I think they're pretty good. But if you trade Barrett, doesn't it make you go, why didn't you trade him for Donovan Mitchell a couple of years ago to give you a bona fide bucket getter on the perimeter? Back, you know, that a guy who could give you 40 any given night. That's the first thing that struck me is like, well, why didn't you make the deal 2 years ago?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I like Donovan Mitchell a lot.
I do too. I don't love him.
But he doesn't seem to really move that needle. Everybody remembers Bubble Donovan Mitchell, like like that whole run that he went on. I get that. Is he like, has he made Cleveland that much better? Like, they're a better team for sure.
Yeah.
Are they a championship team? No. In Utah, were they a championship team because they had Donovan Mitchell?
No.
I actually like the OG trade because, like, he's something different. They had a whole bunch of the same in New York.
Sure.
Like, RJ's kind of just the same. It's like, it's kind of the same guy. Like, I need to be fed in the right places so that I can play well. OG is a lockdown defender that they can just go sick on people. They haven't had that in a long time. Now, quickly, I thought Quickly was a loss. Like, I know he's not necessarily held in the same sort of esteem as some people are. That boy a bucket.
Yep.
He just walk around and get bucket. And like, even in his short period of time, like, I think he was averaging like 25 minutes or something like that for the Knicks at the time, and he was putting them up. Yep. Like, he was putting them up and going to go get it. Like, I appreciate guys that know who they are, and like, I like the OG pick for them. Like, I like the OG swap for them. It's changed them. I think they're better. Again, are we talking about championship? No, but like, I like the idea of the Knicks no longer trying to trophy hunt. Oh, we're going to get Durant. Oh, we're going to get LeBron. Oh, we're going to get – no, stop that. You're not.
Well, they get them both when they're 40. Oh, wait a second. Exactly. LeBron's already – my fault. LeBron's already there. Before I let you go, Brendan Whitten, and we don't have a ton of time left, but my read on the Tar Heels is that we know historically they're an offensive ball team. But this team is a defensive-first team. And we know the offense will be there, and it certainly was in the second half last night. I just think that mix puts this team in a position to cut them all down. I love the makeup of this team. How do you see them?
You know how I know that UNC is good this year? And I retweeted, shout out to Candace Cooper, the homie, Coop, when she was like, I'm not sure about this and that. UNC fans, when like fans, right. No, like when we start nitpicking, that's when you know a team is good. Like when we're trash, we'll be like, well, maybe if this happens and this happens, we can maybe be good by March. When it comes, when we're good, we're good now. Like the only problem I have with us now is if anything happens to RJ Davis, we're cooked, right? We don't have enough playmakers. I know Cadeau, I get it, but like, he's just not, you can't shoot below 60% from the free throw line and be my main playmaker. Okay. Like, you just can't. But like, they were able to beat Boston College without a big Bacot performance. Like, they're good. Like, they have, Ingram will come and like, that if there was one thing that I could harness on, I'd be like, hey, make it easier on that guy. Like, just put him in some DHOs, put him in some pick and rolls, set some cross screens, stop trying to make, like, there are so many possessions where he has to grab it from the defensive rebound and then go sprinting down the court and then just dribble and try to make it work. Just be, hey, Hugh, just be a little, just, I mean, you know, you got a dog right here. Just, like, let him eat. Like, just, I mean, that would be my only thing. You know, I guess that's two things. But, like, yes, 100%. UNC, I really believe in this team. I think by March, they're going to be really phenomenal. Defensively, they're so much better. There are times when they still get lost and stuff. But,
yeah, yes, every team does.
In the past, it's always been, I hope we score more than them because we're not going to stop a nosebleed. And then now they're like, okay, well, if we're just good half the time on defense, it's fantastic. Yeah. I am so excited for this team. Like, it's keeping me alive with the Hornets and the Panthers. It's just like, your boy's been on a struggle bus. I'm over here talking to my therapist about my sports teams. I'm like, bruh, could you help me out just like a little bit, bro? Like, I don't know what's happening, but yes, the UNC is for real, and I am so excited. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Hubert. Thank you, Roy Williams, for making this transition happen. Like, just, I'm just happy. Like
wow.
I'm just, yes, this excited, happy Carolina fan. Because you don't ever get that. You don't ever get that on the media wave. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to be contradictory. It's like, Aaron Rodgers, but with some common sense. So like, there you go. I'm going to be contradictory and be
Aaron
happy.
Aaron Rodgers with some common sense. Write that down. That's Brendan Whitten at HU Cosell on Twitter. My man, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Always. I love it, man.
Aaron Rodgers, but with common sense.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.